The Highland County Board of Supervisors held the public hearing on the county's proposed fiscal year 2023 budget on April 21st. There are no changes in proposed levies. Per $100 of assessed value, they are 48 cents for real estate, $2.75 for personal property, $1 for machinery and tools, and $1 for merchants' capital. The proposed general fund fiscal year 23 budget is $11,212,722. The budget increase is $2,247,823, which is a 25% increase. In the proposed budget, 60% goes to the school, 30% to the county, 7% to social services, 2% to children's services, and 1% to capital improvement. During board comments, Supervisor David Blanchard said they worked hard to not raise taxes and also adjusted the car tax fee on vehicles. Supervisor Harry Sponoggle said the biggest thing that raised the budget was the 5% salary increase for most all employees in the budget. The public hearing was also held on the solid waste collection and disposal budget. There were no comments during the public hearing. That proposed budget is $342,905. There is no increase in fees for the proposed 2023 budget. The public hearing was also held on the Emergency Medical Services Fund budget. The EMS fund is for salaries and fringe benefits for Career County EMS staff. The proposed budget is $451,822. The annual EMS fee will remain at $180. During the public hearing, Iris Hook spoke, saying in 2019 there was a tax increase of 4 cents on real estate and 25 cents on personal property. She said, according to an article in the Recorder at the time, that was to be used for EMS. She said the board was double-dipping with that tax increase and with charging $180 annually. Supervisor Harry Sponoggle replied that the 4-cent increase in 2019 went to start the EMS program and that real estate taxes have not been raised since then. He said that now all that is going to EMS is the $180 fee. Supervisor David Blanchard added that EMS was just part of the reason taxes were increased that year. Iris Hook also spoke about her concern that taxpayers are paying for the swimming pool. She said originally the Recreation Commission said it would pay for the pool expenses, and that promise should be kept. County Administrator Roberta Lambert said the Recreation Commission repaid the construction costs for the pool per an agreement, but she didn't remember anything about maintenance costs being paid for by the Recreation Commission. The Highland County Board of Supervisors meets again on Thursday, April the 28th at 6:30 at the Highland Modular Conference Center to vote on the budget. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Bonnie Ralston.